on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
With several communities in Etiquini not getting a regular supply of water, the mayor says they are doing something about the crisis. Cyril Xaba has told an EXCO meeting today that they've put together a water and sanitation turnaround strategy business plan.
Provision of water is an apex priority in the city. And it is in this context that we now want to hold the management accountable to a clear action plan.
The city has blamed population growth and leaks caused by vandalism and aging infrastructure for the water shortages. It also implemented water curtailment measures last year. Xaba says he'll engage the KZN Premier and other officials on the turnaround strategy tomorrow. The city manager is expected to table it next week. Xaba says it's time for more action and less talking about the problem.
We're also unanimous in our support for the turning around of the city's water services, because it will not only stabilize water supply but also grow our revenue. I'm sure it concerns all of us that water makes up 40% of the revenue we are unable to collect, and it is about time we put a stop to this wastage.
Two suspects linked to a notorious gang have been killed in a shootout in Inanda. The KZN SAP says residents tipped detectives off about their whereabouts. Early this morning, they cornered the suspects at a property in Ntlungwane. The provincial SAP says Robert Netsiunda says the house occupants started shooting at the officers and they returned fire. A third suspect who did not engage with the police was arrested.
The suspects were found in possession of two firearms. A few days ago, police had received information from a law-abiding resident of Inanda about the suspects who were believed to be responsible for house robberies and other crimes in the area, and police worked on the information. Preliminary investigations have thus far established links between the suspect and the Inanda West gang.
There's been a rise in rhino poaching incidents in the Kruger National Park since the start of the year. At least 19 were killed over the festive season, and between the 21st and 23rd of December, seven rhino remains were discovered at Stall's Neck. Briefing the media earlier, KNP Regional Ranger Bruce Leslie says over 30 rhinos have been killed since January.
In 2025, from January to today, we've lost 35 rhinos, and it is a real concern to us. The sudden increase in rhino poaching can be attributed to many things. One is demand, the high value of the product on an international market. So the transnational crime issues are at play.
And officials say they're relieved no one's been killed after a passenger plane flipped upside down while landing in Canada. All 80 on board the Delta Airlines flight to Toronto were evacuated, while 18 were taken to hospital. Video of the incident suggests one of the wings was missing when it came down. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 26.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Joe Gomez and Cody Gakpo to miss Liverpool's clash with Aston Villa tomorrow. Chiefs take on SuperSport United in one of four Betway Premiership matches this evening. And the Hollywood Bets Dolphins feel they know what to expect from the conditions tomorrow in Paarl.